So what do you want to hear? The thing is, yes, money, you want to say something? No. What did she say?
She said she was the sister of the silent one.
Yeah, I see.
Someone had to say something at the breakfast table.
Someone had to say something. You know, there are two things. I thought I was famous, and now I find out I'm notorious. That's terrible.
But it's good to be notorious.
I was thinking, this now, when they talk about having lunch and being at lunchtime, you know, our weaknesses, some of our weaknesses, we can give copies to everyone.
Of Mani's silence.
Yeah. Now, I was thinking how to watch Baba, who knows everyone's weaknesses, everyone's strengths, who turns weaknesses into strengths, who turns liabilities into assets, as it were, but who also has a God-sized sense of humor. And to watch Baba get a rise out of someone, you know, as sure as anything, you can get a rise out of this person if you touch her on this nerve or prick her ear, you see? So one of the things with Rano Gailey, who was with us since 1937, who died a year ago, and an artist, Baba's artist, who must have read her book. So Rano, she was a Yankee. I mean, she was of a family who lived on Park Avenue, you know, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. And here you would see her opening crates and parcels and using hammer and chisel and whatever, packing the bus. And she's the type of person who doesn't bear ever any rancor in her heart, but who always gets a clash with others. But it'll be open, out in the open, you know, straightforward, a clean heart, everything like that. But she wouldn't be subtle or going roundabout. Well, like we see our dear Kitty, you know. Kitty loves her because she doesn't want to hurt anybody. But she is, Rana was very outspoken. But a beautiful, clear heart, as I say. Anyway, to watch her and Kitty, that's another thing I must tell you later. But this, for instance, one of the things with her was that if ever Baba told her that, you know, when she was saying something to Baba, speak clearly, speak clearly. Why do you speak through her nose? And Rana would immediately be up in arms, as it were, and explain that she didn't talk through the nose. Oh, Baba, you haven't heard a real American speak through their nose, and then you would really know how it is to speak through your nose. But I don't, and that kind of thing. So that was a thing with her. So one day, Baba's sitting at the dining table, and there's a plate before him, the food is served. Now everybody's busy attending. It's beautiful to watch a simple thing that can be done for Baba. It gives an opportunity to each one. Here's one who cooks the food, one who serves it, one who sits to the plate. Goher has a different thing to offer. Nadia is the one that cooks. Mara sees to all the personal things. She ties a bib round Baba. She puts the plate just so. Meru goes and gets the basin for water for when he washes his hand. And each one, once again, I can only think of the word choreography, you know. It's a beautiful job. I, on the other hand, have a more static position on my duty at that time, is because I'm ready with a book to read out to Baba. He loved hearing any story read out while he was eating. Like, I love to read while I'm eating. I mean, I really enjoy it. So there I was. Baba tells me, what is the book? I said, Baba, that's the Rex Tiles book, a new one. Good. So now Baba begins to eat. Now Rano is eating along with Baba. I mean, Baba's eating his meal, and Rano at the other end of the table is eating her meal because she wants to finish soon so that by the time we sit, she can read the newspaper to Baba. You see, it's all very well synchronized. This is like a symphony. So there's Rana eating away. Here's Baba pecking at his food. I'm sitting next to him, ready with the book. And Mama seemed bored. I could feel it. Very boring. So he looks at me, he turns his head toward me and gives me a wink. And I immediately know that something's up, that I have to be on my toes. I have to be alert for whatever it is. And sure enough, Baba wants me as a witness to watch. So he does, do somebody. Yeah. So Rana looks up. And Baba says, I can't understand. Rana, I can't understand. Why do you talk through your nose? Oh, immediately she rises to the bait. You know, I talk through the nose. Oh, I don't talk through the nose, Baba. You should hear how a New Yorker or somebody in America would talk when they really talk with a twang, you know, and through their nose. And Baba's so hugely pleased with her reaction. Now he's really eating away, enjoying his food. But she, oh, such. And then this thing between Rana and Kitty. Kitty doesn't like to come out straight like that, you know. She's very sensitive to other people's feelings. Maybe this is not the right. Maybe, and so Kitty likes skirting around, you know. And suddenly you find Kitty here, and then you find. So the thing is, the thing that would go on between Kitty and Rana, they're so, the ways of approach are so much apart, so different from each other's. So it was fun to watch. For instance, I heard Rana say once to Kitty, she said, but Kitty, just once, only once, will you admit that you are wrong? And you know, Kitty's like, oh, she's wrong. She, in fact, she's not wrong. And Rana pleading, just once, Kitty, won't you admit that you're wrong? Okay, so then, I mean, we laugh inside. It's such fun. We enjoy it together. We laugh together. And after a few days, I suddenly see Kitty jump up from the chair and say, oh, I'm wrong. And Rana, the straightforward one, says, but Kitty, what's the good of saying you're wrong when you know and everybody knows that you're right? I'm wrong. But Kitty, why do you say that when you know you're not wrong? Oh, it is to be such fun.